Well, what we've seen with these official statistics is more than 1,100 inmates caught either taking drugs or administering drugs, which is equivalent to more than 3 a day. And I think many people will assume in a secure prison population, while we would like to see no drugs at all, the fact that these numbers, and there's an increasing number of prisoners using drugs, is of significant concern.
And what's the biggest concern? And is it the fact that these drugs are getting into jail in the first place?
Well, two concerns I have is, one, that the drugs are getting into jail in the first place, and I know a lot is done to try and prevent drugs getting in, but even with these measures we're still getting more and more drugs, and the fact is it's more than doubled from 3 years ago, so this problem has increased very starkly in the last few years. So something has to be done to stop the drugs getting in and to deal with the prisoners who are using drugs.
And in terms of what has to be done then, is there any examples? I mean, what do you think?
Well, in recent years, the government have introduced measures such as signal jamming to stop mobile phone signals going into the prison, to stop any activities being dealt with in prison through illegal mobile phones. But they haven't looked at similar methods to try and prevent the drugs getting in. So I think we've got to look at all the options available to ensure that these drugs don't get through the prison walls.